lifting my glass when the quick click of heels on the concrete heralds Aubrey's return. She charges at us, waggling her phone, nostrils flared, auburn hair flying. "Your ex," she hisses when she reaches us. Prickles of worry slide down my spine. What the hell could that philanderer have done while Aubrey was in the little girl's room? "What about Xander?" I ask, not quite alarmed, but definitely concerned. Aubrey shoves the phone at me, her face a cocktail of anger and empathy. It's open to a pic on her social feed. Grabbing the phone, I squint at the picture, hold it close, hold it far, and then show it to Jackson for a second opinion on everything wrong with this picture. My heart pounds and races, and my blood goes from a simmer to a boil. He recoils.
"Why is your boss blowing your ex?"
"That's a very good question." I'm shaking with, is this shock? Rage? Betrayal? Actually, it's all of the above.
"Well, at least it's a mock BJ," Aubrey points out.
The photo is clearly staged. My ex, also a fashion influencer, the self-proclaimed dapper man, is decked out in a pastel blue ruffled shirt and posing against a redwood tree as he gets his knob polished. The woman in the punk rock bridal dress, kneeling on the mossy floor, is the same one I'm meeting for breakfast tomorrow morning. The same one who consoled me and took me out for mojitos the night Xander broke it off. He had told me he'd fallen for someone who was more popular online, thus better future wife material. I guess better future wives suck dick in the forest. Fine, Xander's dick isn't technically in Simone's mouth in this shot. You can't even see his schlong since he's wearing pastel blue briefs with that pastel tux jacket. But, and I can't believe I have to say this, even in my head, faux fellatio is hardly better than real fellatio. I grip the phone until my thumb cramps reading the caption. Xander Arlo and Simone Vega have been blown away with a whirlwind courtship and will be tying the knot in 2 months. Hold the date, our wedding is going to be a blowout bash. I nearly blow a fuse. My ex cheated on me with... I stop, take a deep breath, then hiss. My boss? And he's marrying her.
So when he infamously told you he was upgrading, Aubrey spits out, he meant to the woman who signs your paychecks.
I nod, slow-mo, then turn to Jackson. Simone always updates her lookbooks on Sunday night. Can you drive me to the office?
Say less.
We're out of there in seconds. I fume as I thrust framed photos of my family into the standard I'm quitting box, then stuff in my collection of kindly fuck off and eat a bag of dicks mugs I won at book club. Finally, I drop my hot pink New Day planner on top. This planner is too good to have even visited this office. I add my favorite pens with a loud huff. Oblivious to my ire, Simone sings under her breath at her nearby desk. Pretty sure that tune is Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now. And what used to be quirky and fun to me, Simone's love of 80s tunes, is beyond cloying in this moment.
Hey, girl,
she calls out. She's one of those hey, girl people. Every woman beneath her is a hey, girl.
Can you grab those samples from Charlotte Everly? I want to do a whole vid on retro meets chic.
Oh, so sorry. I'm fresh out of fucks, I say dryly as I jam a succulent in the box. Missing the sarcasm, she says,
okie dokie, I'll do it myself.
What the hell is wrong with her? Does she think it's okay to diddle my ex-boyfriend while telling me what a social climbing jackass he was for leaving me on account of his girlfriend upgrade? What happened to the sister solidarity she espoused? The we girls have to stick together mantra she spewed when Xander said he wouldn't settle for me. I stuff another plant in the box, then scan my workspace. There's nothing left to pack, so I march to Simone's desk where she's twirling a strand of her bright blonde hair that's held back in a Rosie the Riveter-style bandana.
Hey, girl,
I say, faux upbeat. She looks up with a grin, still clueless to my mood, and wiggles her fingers at me,